Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. A University of Kentucky student is among the victims killed in South Korea. Halloween celebrations ended in a horrific crowd surge, and at least 150 people are dead. Sherry Lawson of member station WEKU reports on the loss for the university community.
Among the dead was a junior in the University of Kentucky's nursing program, Ann Gieske. UK's president, Eli Capilouto, sent a letter to the campus community saying, quote, "We have been in contact with Ann's family and will provide whatever support we can now and in the days ahead as they cope with this indescribable loss," end quote. Capilouto says Gieske was a junior from Northern Kentucky studying with an education abroad program in South Korea this semester. He says UK has a faculty member and two other students there this semester as well. He adds they have been contacted and are safe. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Lexington, Kentucky.
More than 21 million Americans have already cast ballots in early voting. That's according to the U.S. Elections Project database. NPR's Miles Parks reports it's evidence of a trend.
This year's early vote rush looks a lot like 2020, when for the first time ever, a majority of Americans cast their ballot before Election Day. Virtually every voting jurisdiction expanded access to make voting easier and safer during the pandemic, and many states have since made those changes permanent. Some Republicans, like former President Trump, have tried to spin conspiracies about early voting, but experts say those critics are fighting an uphill battle against what most voters have shown they want.
The immovable force in elections over the last 20 years hasn't changed, and that is voters really demanding more convenience.
Most states in the U.S. now offer some form of early voting and absentee voting to all voters. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.
In a New York City courtroom, opening arguments are expected in the tax fraud trial of former President Trump's family business. NPR's Ilya Meritz has his look ahead.
This case is built on financial documents, thousands of them. Some may include Donald Trump's signature, but jurors will also hear testimony from Trump Organization insiders about how accounting worked inside the company. What prosecutors are trying to show is there was a deliberate strategy of hiding money from tax authorities. Trump is not a defendant, but if his company loses the case, it becomes a convicted felon, which could make it harder to do business.
NPR's Ilya Meritz reporting there. Today, prosecutors plan to file felony charges against the man accused of breaking into House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home and attacking her husband, Paul. Charges include attempted homicide, assault with a deadly weapon, as well as elder abuse. Pelosi is expected to recover. This is NPR News. The death toll from the powerful storm that hit the Philippines this weekend is getting close to at least 100 people. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports flash floods and landslides destroyed villages.
Cyclone Nalgay left a trail of destruction in the Philippines, where rescuers pulled bodies out of mudslides and plucked survivors of flash floods from rooftops. In one village, residents tragically mistook bells as a tsunami warning and headed for the hills, where they were buried in a landslide. In the country's second deadliest storm this year, more than 168,000 people fled to evacuation centers. President Ferdinand Marcos said more could have been done to prepare in the worst-hit areas and planned to inspect submerged villages near the capital, Manila. With scientists predicting a worsening of extreme weather globally, most of the Philippine population lives in the path of storms. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.
The U.S. and South Korea are beginning one of their largest combined military air drills today. The U.S. Air Force says Operation Vigilant Storm involves hundreds of warplanes from both sides staging mock attacks 24 hours a day for most of this week. North Korea has condemned these joint drills as only signs of a rehearsal for invasion and proof of hostile policies by Washington and Seoul. I'm Kristen Wright, NPR News in Washington.